presented by Findlay Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Braves Mets tonight, game two of this four-game set. Grant McCauley, is Dylan Lee our new closer?
I think that's an interesting question, an interesting concept, and based on what he did last night, and if that was an audition, I think you certainly feel pretty comfortable about putting him in the highest leverage of spots right now, because what he did with Juan Soto and then coming back out to slam the door, that was his clutch of pitching performances the Braves have gotten out of their bullpen all year.
Grant, I know we've talked about the hitting struggles, and last night left some guys on base, but hey, you're never going to apologize for a win, as Arthur Smith told us about the Falcons. But one of the things, I know you've talked about it on the podcast and it's come up, is the Michael Harris approach to hitting and never seemingly going deep in the count. And is that something that, I mean, it's almost kind of crazy when you look at how many first pitch swings, how many times he doesn't take it to a full count in his career. It's almost crazy.
It is. You know, what's interesting about that is, and I haven't talked to Michael specifically about his approach, but I did kind of ask him as he goes into the season further and further and further, like, do you feel that urgency? And he said, that's probably not the right word for it, but the weird thing about the game for him has always been when he's not feeling like his absolute best, a lot of times he gets his best results. When he feels his absolute best, it can be a struggle for him, which is a weird thing, and I don't know how you really solve that over the course of a long career, but I'm sure he'd like to find out. But yeah, you know, I talked to Austin Riley a little bit around that same time, and the Braves had a hitters meeting, and this was probably 3 to 4 weeks ago, and some of the information that was given to them in the hitters meeting was, hey guys, we're a little passive early in counts, especially against fastballs. Maybe that's one of the things that we can look to unlock. So if you notice the Braves, and this was a success or a hallmark of their success in 2023, was they didn't miss early count fastballs. They punished them, but they also worked counts, took their walks, and forced pitchers pitch counts up to make mistakes and get into bullpens early. So, you know, all of it fits together, and everybody's got their own set of adjustments to make. But for Michael Harris, I do feel like it has kind of gotten to that point where he is aggressive to a fault, to the point where it's really just doing him a disservice. And pitchers and the scouting reports are going to get around that, hey, we really don't have to deal this guy many strikes early in the count, or really anywhere in the count, unfortunately, if he's going to expand his zone this much.
What about Ozzy?
And another great question, conundrum for the Braves. And you know, I wish I had like some kind of answer, philosophical or otherwise, for what exactly it is that they're going to do that flips the switch, that turns things around. But his struggles are a bit different. He's walking more, and his walk rate, I think, is up over the past at least month or 6 weeks. But his contact has just been a lot of pop-ups, a ton of pop-ups. He had some early home runs this year, and you kind of thought, all right, Ozzy looks like he's driving the ball again. That's good, considering he went through the wrist thing last year and had to come back and bat right-handed in the postseason. I feel like a lot of folks kind of forgot about that, but he had the whole winter to get over that, strengthen, and get himself back to what you thought would be a more representative season for Ozzy Albies, and it just has not been that. The power is not there, and I don't know if it's just a launch angle thing for him. He's never been a big bat speed guy. He's not going to be one of those, you know, when you look at that Baseball Savant page, that Statcast, and think, man, this guy's just hitting rockets everywhere. What's not working for him? Instead, you watch it, and you see it's a lot of what I would say is middling contact for him, and it's like he's caught in an in-between setting where he wants to drive the ball, but he wants to make contact. And those two things, for whatever reason, are just not really cohesive right now. They're not really matching up.
Matt Olson's been on a really nice tear. Was it 24 games of reaching base?
Yeah.
10-game hitting streak. The other thing is, and last night, I mean, maybe overshadowed, was a bang-bang play where he makes a great grab, touches first, and makes a perfect throw to second for double.
Yeah, I've watched Matt Olson the last, three-plus years now at first base. And one of the things I love when I go down to spring training is they do the full infield drill. Royals, and you can get about 15 or so feet away from him and watch Matt Olson take those ground balls and spin like, what, 270, and he'll hit that second baseman right in the letters for the feed to first for the double play. It's just impressive. I mean, that guy has great instincts for whatever the play needs to be, and I feel like that's one of the things that when you get caught in a hitting slump, and maybe this is true of Michael Harris as well, you kind of forget about the little things he does to help the team win on a regular basis. But I feel like Matt Olson has done a lot of it this year. And first base, typically, you know, analytically speaking, is not a position that gets rewarded for great play. And Matt Olson, I think, is kind of breaking that trend this year. He has been that good.
We're talking with Grant McCauley, Braves Mets tonight, guys. What more can we say about Ronald Acuña? Wait, I'll tell you more. He has been unbelievable. And I think you said this, Grant, is he the best outfielder in baseball right now? Okay, I'm willing to say he is. When you made your debut May 23rd and to have, what, 28 games under your belt and to be as as efficient as he's been, I don't know if we've seen anybody do this, right? I mean, over a 28-game stretch, how good he's been. He's, what, the fourth best in Braves history in the first 28 games?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the best months of his career, bar none. Like, we don't even need to put any disclaimers on it. This is peak Ronald Acuña Jr., 28 games, 13 multi-hit performances, a .500 on-base percentage. He is on pace for 37 home runs this year, and that is accounting for the 49 games that he missed. That's how good he's been. So if you want to make an argument that Ronald Acuña Jr. is the best outfielder in baseball, I'll back you on that because the list is basically Acuña and Aaron Judge right now. That's what it is. So best in the National League, best in the American League. That guy is also playing at a very high level this year. Obviously, offensively, he's a superstar. He's also playing some pretty good defense. The difference, though, is Judge is 33. Ronald's 27. So the prime of his career is still in front of him. So if you've got somebody who can really set up shop and maybe establish himself as the best outfielder in baseball for a while to come, Ronald Acuña Jr. is still that dude.
All right, it's obviously Strider tonight, and certainly a great outing last time with the Mets. They picked up Montes for the Mets. Is that who's going tonight? Frankie Montes?
Yeah, so yeah, he's been rehabbing and not looking particularly good either. So if you're a fan of social media and follow the Mets close enough to know who Frank Fleming is, Frank the Tank, he has been apoplectic for weeks that Montas was going to ruin their season. It's a harbinger of terrible things. So if you're not familiar with that, you're welcome, because if the Braves win again, you can watch that meltdown for about 30 seconds and feel better about everything going on in your life. But to get back to the game itself, Montas is coming back from an injury, whereas Strider, back-to-back great starts. I know that that first one's against the Rockies, but his pinpoint control, the strikeouts, it just felt like the get-right start for Spencer Strider, and he carried it right on over to six innings of one-run ball with eight strikeouts against the Mets last time out. That's pretty much what you want to dial up this time around and hope that the offense can take advantage early, build a lead, hold on to that lead, and give it to the hands of what you hope will be some capable relievers to close the door behind Spencer Strider. And at the very least, you secure a series split of this four-gamer, which is no small thing.
All right, everybody in Hinesville, Georgia, and the country awaits Dickey Lovelady.
There he is. Former Braves great.
Yeah, what's this guy's history, man? The name is just, he's going with Dickey.
Well, no, Richard Lovelady is his name, and he decided upon being called up by the Mets, and you got to get a load of this guy's picture for this year. He has a very well-groomed mustache, and he's holding a half-eaten donut. He's in his Mets uniform. So it's fantastic. I got to find that and post that or retweet it or something. But in any event, I mean, he's a well-traveled reliever. A lot of clubs have kind of taken a flyer on him, including the Braves. But he was Richard Lovelady until being brought up with the Mets. And now, henceforth, he is Dickey Lovelady, which does not sound like a real athlete's name. But we'll leave that there.
All right, Grant. Great stuff. Let's get another one. Keep building, and hopefully we can continue to figure some of this stuff out. I mean, every night it's like, yeah, great win, but I'd like to just, you know, I mean, it's baseball, right? It's hard to do this and be great every night, but you just got to find ways to get it done. Ronald Acuña's hot, y'all, and we'll see if he continues that streak tonight. Grant McCauley, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.